welcome to our latest episode of the Embodied Living Yoga Podcast. I'm Shannon Elliott. As always, happy to have you here. Today's talk is a little bit about emotion, about being a woman, and you know, how to embrace that and to really allow ourselves to be who we are and not suppress and have to behave in any particular way, you know, in order to you know, to be a woman. So, you know, yoga class, obviously, it was a room full of women, and I had had a little bit of a feisty morning, as I say. And I think I'm just going to let the talk speak for itself. And I do hope that, you know, that you take it and actually, you know, spend a little time thinking about it if that's, you know, unfamiliar to you. Because I think as women, which is all that I can speak for being a woman, is that, you know, we have culturally, we have been trained, you know, to be a certain way in order, you know, what it means to be a woman and to be proper. And, you know, really, this ability to be able to take back our own identities and to embrace emotion and to understand, you know, passion and fuel and, you know, even anger is like more than, what do I say? Like, it is something beautiful to be embraced. You know, it is not a negative. It is not bad. It is not unwomanly to have those parts. And how do we play with that? How do we own that? How do we embrace that and really, you know, make being a woman our own? So, yeah, hope you enjoy. Happy yoga. I'm not sure if it's a traditional yoga dharma talk, but it happened. So here it is. Enjoy. Okay. So, morning. let's see. Where do I want to go? I could go so many places.
Come here.
First, just because I feel like I have to say it, because even though we don't normally talk to stuff like this, it's important. We were just talking, Nandini and I were just talking, and we're all women, right? So next year, she reminded me that it would be the 100-year anniversary that women can vote. So, vote. Okay? Today. Vote today. Today. Don't wait till next year. Vote today. Whatever it is that you want to vote for, just vote. And then it kind of reminded me, as I was thinking, I kind of had like a feisty morning, and I was thinking about this, like, what is, this has really come with the time for me over the years, and I've also seen a lot of downfall because of this split. But we come to yoga, right, and we pretend to be sometimes a certain way, and then we go home and we're a different way. This really comes into play with me over the years as a teacher. You know, I'll talk all spiritual, whatever the F that means, and then I go home, you know? And so I think that what I've come to realize and what I'm coming to realize more through my meditation practice, through connecting with the right teachers, and really what we talk about in yoga is that it's being present. And that is just like being okay with how you are, number one. And that for some reason, I've talked about this a lot in the past, it really bugs me, this like love and light stuff, like in order to be, whether you call it in a yoga world or religious world or some sort of teacher world, right? It means that, and as women, see, here I go, we have to be kind. We have to be calm. We have to be caring. We have to be empathetic, right? And is there a place for anger? In spiritual world, is there a place for anger and with women? I'm here to say, yes, there is. And I could give you lots of examples. But the point is, it's different to be like, I'm just angry all the time, right? As opposed to like, even as we're talking about voting today, right? Like whatever it is, there's fuel behind things. That's what creates change, actually. And it's how we use the fuel. And so all emotions, this is what like Ayurveda would say, even yoga would say, especially when we talk about, I'm gonna try not to go too wacky, but it is different. It is just different for men and different for women in how they're taught to meditate, how they're taught to, and there's a lot of what we're taught, like there's a lot of the celebration of women or the embracing of women or things like that that have been pushed aside, right? They just sort of get pushed aside and then we don't even realize what it is that we're paying attention to. And the reality is that I think what we can do in the yoga practice is to accept all parts. It's never to say anger is bad and kindness, or what's the opposite of anger? I don't know. What's that? Happy, nice, patient, whatever, right? Neither one is good or bad. Mm-hmm. What actually creates a lot of negativity is suppressing emotion. You suppress the anger, you either turn it on yourself or you come out in rage, right? And so that's like, it's not the emotion that we're fighting against. It's that we're learning whatever it is that we're coming in, whatever it is that we're feeling, we're allowing ourselves to process it, to digest it, to assimilate it, to keep the parts that we want to keep and to throw the rest out. It's kind of like the digestive tract. So when it's working well, it's the same with your emotions. Does that make sense? And that's what the yoga, it's just like, stop pretending to be somewhere or something other than you aren't. Be who you are and, you know, allow yourself to be present. Like, that's it. It's not, it shouldn't be so heavy, is the point. Okay? All right. Thank you again for listening to our latest episode. You could reach out to me directly, Shannon@onyxyogastudio.com, ShannonElliottYoga.com, and you, of course, can check out our yoga studio, Onyx Yoga Studio in Warren, New Jersey. And, you know, thank you for being here. It means a lot. Please give ratings, feedback if you feel so inspired. It is extremely helpful. Have a beautiful day. Om Shanti.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.